Imlay had turned a deaf ear. He'd seen a chance to make an example which would stand for years, perhaps for decades, and had taken it. You could see the now truly idiotic Mr. Burke around to this day, walking in the mall or out by Lefford's boundary, mouth slack and eyes vaguely puzzled. I almost know who I am. I almost remember what I did to end up like this, those eyes said. He was a living example of what simply wasn't done when one was in the presence of working breakers. But there was no rule expressly prohibiting staff from coming up here, and they all did from time to time, because it was refreshing. For one thing, being near working breakers made talk unnecessary. What they called good mind kicked in as you walked down the third floor hall on either side, from either elevator, and when you opened the doors giving on the balcony, good mind bloomed in your head, opening all sorts of perceptual doorways. Aldous Huxley, Pimley had thought on more than one occasion, would have gone absolutely bonkers up here. Sometimes one found one's heels leaving the floor in a kind of half-assed float. The stuff in your pockets tended to rise and hang in the air. Formerly baffling situations seemed to resolve themselves the moment you turned your thoughts to them. If you'd forgotten something, your 5 o'clock appointment or your brother-in-law's middle name, for instance, this was the place where you could remember. And even if you realized that what you'd forgotten was important, you were never distressed. Falcon left the balcony with smiles on their faces, even if they'd come up in the foulest of moods. A foul mood was an excellent reason to visit the balcony in the first place. It was as if some sort of happy gas, invisible to the eye and unmeasurable by even the most sophisticated telemetry, always rose from the breakers below. The two of them hiled the trio across the way, then approached the wide fumed oak railing and looked down. The room below might have been the capacious library of some richly endowed gentleman's club in London. Softly glowing lamps, many with genuine Tiffany shades, stood on little tables or shone on the walls, oak-paneled, of course. The rugs were the most exquisite Turkish. There was a Matisse on one wall, a Rembrandt on another, and on a third was the Mona Lisa, the real one, as opposed to the fake hanging in the Louvre on Keystone Earth.